From Charleston, South Carolina, this is the Daily Dispatch from Spoleto Festival USA for Tuesday, May 31st. I'm Lauren Rico with today's report from the country's premier performing arts festival.
And she said, oh, it's so fantastic to sing a role of a woman who, you know, it's not the usual love story, that there is really something else in this woman. And then when I took train back to Paris, then I thought, and what about this Emily?
Emily du Châtelet was a remarkable woman, an 18th century respected French physicist and mathematician who translated Newton and was Voltaire's lover. She's the subject of an opera that's getting its U.S. premiere at Spoleto. Frank Dominguez spoke with the director, star, and the composer. That's coming up in a moment. Tomorrow night at Gilliard Auditorium, James Gaffigan conducts the Spoleto Festival USA Orchestra in a program of works by Debussy, Prokofiev, and Richard Strauss.
I think it's a really beautiful program. It could be titled the Sacred and the Profane, because you have Zalame's Dance of the Seven Veils, a very scandalous, almost to the point Lolita's scandalous, this woman stripping for her stepfather to get what she wants. Little does he know, what she wants is John the Baptist's head on a platter. Within this 10 minutes of music, it packs a real punch of scandal and passion and lust.
You can visit the website spoletofest.org to hear more from James Gaffigan and watch a bit of a rehearsal with the festival orchestra. That's spoletofest.org.
She was a real brainiac, a real smart chick.
Soprano Elizabeth Futrell about the role she sings in the opera Emily by Finnish composer Kaija Saarijaho. It's based on the life of the real noblewoman, mathematician, and physicist Emily du Châtelet. The composer read a biography of her several years ago.
A friend gave it to me and said, look, this would be a fantastic person for opera. I read it and I thought, well, okay, she was a fantastic person, but why should I write opera on her? Somehow I didn't have any feeling of necessity. And then some years later, I was planning a monodrama opera for Karita Mattila, the Finnish soprano. And I saw her singing Fidelio in Covent Garden in London. And she said, oh, it's so fantastic to sing a role of a woman who, you know, it's not the usual love story, that there is really something else in this woman. And then when I took train back to Paris, then I thought, and what about this Emily?
She's the only character on stage, and the opera takes place in one night, leading up to her death in childbirth. Elizabeth Futrell says Emily had an extremely modern outlook on life.
She speaks to the child, and she sort of gives this child all sorts of advice about what she's going to encounter, especially if she's a girl. She keeps saying that. If you're a girl, you got to be careful. You got to take care of yourself. Sometimes you're going to have to say, I'm a woman, and not listen to the imperious men around you and the prudish women around you, and you're going to have to just take care of yourself. I mean, that's like really contemporary advice, I think. You know, you look back on the 18th century, really, she's talking that way. That's amazing.
An opera with only one singer poses particular problems for a director to keep it visually interesting. Marianne Weems says an earlier European performance was a cautionary tale as she was figuring out how best to stage the opera.
It was just this poor woman for an hour and 20 minutes standing there singing, which is really tough. So in a monodrama like this, I think that it's best to put a lot of other moving parts on stage. I work with a lot of media, the video and light and, you know, some recorded sound kind of animate the whole space so that Emily is kind of immersed in this media environment around her.
Emily has two more performances in its U.S. premiere run this Friday, June 3rd, and at the end of Spoleto on Saturday, June 11th. There's video of a final rehearsal at spoletofest.org. The Daily Dispatch from Spoleto Festival USA 2011 is a production of Classical Public Radio, a service of WDAV Davidson and Davidson College. It's made possible by contributors to the Listen Live Fund, including Cynthia Tyson and the Jane Cook Brin Music Education Fund. I'm Lauren Rico. Listen again tomorrow for another Daily Dispatch from Spoleto Festival USA 2011 from Classical Public Radio.